It is September 7th, 2011. Bob Sprankle here. Tired, very tired from today. Just got home after school meeting and just got to get the audio boo done before I fall asleep and wondering, wow, can I do this every day? I think I can. One thing that I do a lot, not every day, but there's an app called Everyday, and you take a self-portrait on your iPhone, and then, of course, you have this movie where you can flash through months and months of your life, because you've taken these pictures every day, though I don't do it every day, and see yourself age. I'll use that as the graphic for today's thing, because you know, I guess that's the whole part of this, is sort of capturing the journey, or possibly growing old or whatever. Now, I had an idea of what I was going to talk about. Oh, yes, I got to hang out with the a kindergarten class today. They're not starting in the lab yet, so I got to go when, because we have NWA testing coming, so I got to go in and help out with the class, and so wonderful. And the thing that is just so amazing watching the teacher and all the kindergarten teachers is that the pace is just turning over and over and over. So, like, your lesson plans are really in 5-minute increments. And this teacher was just doing such a great job. She would, and the energy in the room was incredible. And she would get them in there doing something, measuring with strips of paper, seeing if their shoe was bigger or if the strip of paper was bigger, and then boom, 5 minutes later, you know, measuring a different way, and then boom, being, I've never seen this, being a bee moving around the room, where they just kind of buzz around the room until she says freeze and then gives them something else to do. A lot of kinesthetic learning, just wonderful. And then she let me read a book, which is a very bizarre book by Jonathan Lithgow. So I read it cold and didn't go over very well. But anyway, just really very, very cool to be in that classroom. And I thank her for sharing that. It's so great to see another teacher teach. I learned so much every time I do. And it'd be lovely to have that opportunity on a weekly basis, really, much more often.